Bounties and gratitude. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Say Alhamdulillah, let gratitude be learned. Bounties and gratitude.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Viewers, welcome to Bounties and Gratitude. In our previous episode, we discussed the greatest bounty, our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the final messenger who is the supreme bounty from Allah Almighty. Dear viewers, today we will talk about the immense honor and privilege of being an ummati of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll discuss what this bounty truly means, the responsibility it carries, and how we can show gratitude for it in the court of Allah Almighty. But before we begin, let us listen to the virtues of sending durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A pious saint once saw someone in a dream after his passing and asked, "Ma fa'alallahu bika?" How did Allah Almighty treat you? The person replied, "Allah Almighty forgave me." He then asked, "What was the reason for your forgiveness?" He replied, "I used to write hadith for a muhaddith. One day, he sent durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I too recited durood loudly. Those present also heard it and joined in sending durood. By the blessing of sending durood, Allah Almighty forgave all of us. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Viewers, as we heard in the previous episode, among all the bounties Allah Almighty has granted to humanity, the greatest of all is the blessed personality of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we will learn how being from the ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam brings with it immense honor and status. Being a follower of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is itself a bounty and a mark of great fortune. Because of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this ummah has been granted a higher rank than all previous nations. In the Holy Quran, this ummah has been described as the best of nations. As it is proclaimed, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَلِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, O Muslims, you are the best nation which was sent forth for the guidance of people. You command the good and forbid the evil. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, I have been granted what no other prophet was ever given. We asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is that? He sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, I was supported with awe. The keys of the earth were given to me. I was named Ahmad. The soil was made a means of purification for me, and my ummah was made the best of all nations. Why wouldn't being a follower of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam be a great bounty when it is because of his presence that Allah Almighty has shown mercy to this ummah? In previous nations, it was the divine practice that if disbelievers still rejected faith, even after the truth was made clear to them, divine punishment would descend upon them. But due to the mercy of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is a mercy for all of the worlds, Allah Almighty chose to withhold such punishment from this ummah. As stated in the Holy Quran, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, and it does not befit the greatness of Allah that He punishes them while you, dear beloved Prophet, reside among them. This verse was revealed concerning the non-Muslims who were demanding punishment. In response, this blessed verse was revealed. Allah Almighty declared that it is not befitting His Majesty to send down the punishment the disbelievers had asked for, while, O beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are present among them. This is because you were sent as a mercy to all the worlds. And according to divine practice, as long as a prophet remains among a group, Allah Almighty does not send a widespread punishment that would destroy the entire nation without exception. Viewers, punishment is not sent down because Allah Almighty has sent the Holy Prophet ﷺ as a mercy for all the worlds. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma said, the noble Prophet ﷺ, being mercy is universal. It extends to both believers and non-believers. For the believers, He is a mercy in both this world and the hereafter. And for those who do not believe, He is still a mercy in this world. Because due to His blessed presence, their worldly punishments were delayed. Through Him, the punishments of being swallowed by the earth, being distorted in appearance, and being uprooted entirely were all lifted. It is through the mercy of the Holy Prophet ﷺ that we are not immediately seized for our wrongdoings. Instead, we are given opportunities to repent again and again. In previous nations, people would face public humiliation if their deeds were not accepted. For example, if someone from Bani Israel committed a sin, he would lose the taste of his food, and his sins will be written on his door for everyone to see. But it is through the immense favor of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Allah Almighty does not expose our sins. Imagine the horror if our private sins were made public and we were labeled as criminals in the eyes of others. We are the followers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We must truly value this bounty by refraining from sin. We must turn to Allah Almighty before it is too late, lest we be made to face terrifying consequences in the hereafter for the sins we try to keep hidden in this world. May Allah Almighty have mercy on us all. Being an ummati of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a tremendous bounty because as soon as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam appeared in this world, he prostrated and this supplication flowed from his blessed lips. Rabbi habli ummati, that O my Lord, entrust my ummah to me. Viewers, how fortunate we are that as soon as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, he prayed for the forgiveness of his ummatis. But not only that, but even in this world, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would spend his nights weeping, asking for the forgiveness of his ummah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, Allah Almighty granted me 3 requests to make. I made 2 of them in this world. Allahumma gfir li ummati. Allahumma gfir li ummati. Oh Allah Almighty, forgive my ummah. Oh Allah Almighty, forgive my ummah. The 3rd request I reserve for the day when all of creation will be need of me. Even Sayyiduna Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam will be in need of me. Similarly, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam set out on the journey of Mi'raj, he became tearful, remembering the sinners of his ummah. Even at this time of witnessing the divine beauty and receiving special blessings, he remembered the sinners of his ummah. Throughout his lifetime, he remained saddened for the sinners of his ummah. When he was placed in the blessed grave, his lips were moving. Some of the holy companions, radiyallahu anhum, listened carefully. He was saying, Ummati, Ummati, my ummah, my ummah. On the Day of Judgment as well, we will find refuge with Him alone. All the Prophets alayhi wasalam will say, Nafsi, Nafsi, izhabu ila ghayri. Today I am worried about myself, go to someone else. But the one who is caring for his ummah, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam will say, Ya Rabbi, ummati, ummati. Oh my Lord, forgive my ummah. Being an ummati of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also a great bounty. Through the blessed presence of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Almighty bestowed such honor and kindness upon this ummah that was never granted to any previous nation. Among this ummah are spiritual ranks such as Qutb, Awtad, Najib and Abdal. Wudu was made a means of forgiveness for sins. The mark of prostration will shine on their faces. This ummah will be granted the honor of crossing the bridge of Sirat swiftly. The righteous among them will be allowed to intercede for the sinners. 70,000 members of this ummah will enter paradise without any questioning. Allah Almighty has granted this ummah the greatest ease, unlike previous nations, where impurity could not be cleansed by water and the part had to be cut away. This ummah has no such hardship. Previous nations were commanded to give 25% of their wealth as zakah, while this ummah has only been commanded to give 2.5%. Allah Almighty has blessed this ummah with unique characteristics that distinguish it from all others. On the Day of Judgment, it will be the ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that will testify on behalf of other prophets alayhim wassalam. Witnessing the favor of Allah Almighty upon this ummah, Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam wished to be a part of it. Viewers, all these virtues, honors and blessings have been granted to us through the immense favor of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is a great privilege from Allah Almighty that we belong to the ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, as his followers, we must recognize the value of this bounty. And no matter how much we thank Allah Almighty for it, it can never be enough. Gratitude should certainly be expressed through the tongue, and it must be, but true and complete gratitude is when one also shows thankfulness through one's actions by living a life that reflects appreciation in the court of our Lord. If we strive to fulfill the responsibilities that come with being the followers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we can express our gratitude to the best of our ability. So, what are those responsibilities? Let us listen. Viewers, the very first and foremost responsibility of being a follower of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to fulfill the rights that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam has upon this ummah. When it comes to discussing the rights of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the great scholar Alama Qazi Iyad Maliki rahmatullahi ta'ala and many other scholars have explained these in detail in works such as Shifa Sharif. So, let us briefly learn about these rights and attain the honor of listening to them. إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ شَاهِدًا وَمُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُولِهِ وَتُعَزِّرُوهُ وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ. Translation from Kanzu Irfan: we send you as a witness and a bearer of glad tidings and a warner, so that you people may believe in Allah and His Messenger, support Him, meaning the Messenger, and revere Him. In this verse, two rights of the Holy Prophet ﷺ have been mentioned. Firstly, faith in Allah Almighty and His Messenger. And secondly, showing honor and respect to the Holy Prophet ﷺ. The first right the Holy Prophet ﷺ has upon this ummah is belief in the Messenger ﷺ, meaning to have firm faith in his prophethood. This is because the prophethood of the Holy Prophet ﷺ is not limited to a specific nation. Rather, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been sent as a messenger for all of creation. So, it is obligatory upon everyone to believe in his prophethood and messengerhood. Even the belief in the oneness of Allah Almighty is only accepted when accompanied by belief in the prophethood of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Almighty declares in the Holy Quran, وَمَنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَإِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ سَعِيرًا. Translation from Kanzu Irfan: and whosoever does not believe in Allah and His Messenger, we indeed have prepared a blazing fire for the disbelievers. It is a tremendous favor of Allah Almighty upon us that He created us as Muslims and granted us the honor of believing in His oneness in the prophethood of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah Almighty keep our faith firm and secure. Dear viewers, one of the greatest rights of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, alongside faith, is to show honor and reverence for him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, this is part of true faith. One important aspect of honoring the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that after having faith, even more than fulfilling fard and wajib duties, one must prioritize showing the utmost respect for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As mentioned by the great scholar Alama Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azami rahmatullahi ta'ala in Bahari Shari'at, honoring the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning to firmly believe in his greatness, is a part of faith and a pillar of faith. And showing reverence for him after having faith is prior to every obligation. Honoring the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is such an important and vast subject, the entire books have been written on it. In fact, Allah Almighty has taught the etiquettes of showing reverence to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in many places throughout the Holy Quran. If you look into the biographies of our righteous predecessors, we see how deeply they respected the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-karim narrates, whenever the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke, those present will lower their heads in such reverence that it was as if birds were sitting on them. Just as honoring the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam is essential to perfecting one's faith, showing reverence for anything associated with him sallallahu alayhi wasallam is also a part of that respect. Take, for example, the deeply devoted manner in which Sayyiduna Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala honored the ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He began teaching hadith at the age of 17. Before narrating hadith, he would perform ghusl, spread out a special mat, wear his finest clothes, apply fragrance, and humbly emerge from his private chamber to sit respectfully. During the lesson, he would not even shift his posture out of reverence. And as long as hadith was being recited in that gathering, incense such as oud and frankincense would be kept burning to honor the sacred words. Viewers, these are the examples set by our pious predecessors. But beyond them, Allah Almighty even taught the stones, plants, and animals how to show reverence to His beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This serves as a powerful reminder to humans that without honoring the sacred personality, true and complete faith is simply not possible. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala beautifully captured this reality in one of his couplets. He says, Apne mola ki hai bas shaan azim, janwar bhi kare jin ki ta'azim, sang karte hai adab se tasreem, paird sajde mein gira karte hai. Viewers, similarly, Islamic scholars have stated that one of the rights of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that he must be obeyed. This means we must carry out whatever he commanded and refrain from whatever he forbade. Keep in mind that every instruction of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is based on divine revelation. He never speaks on his own authority without Allah's command. Therefore, every teaching that comes from him is the truth, and acting upon it is obligatory. Allah Almighty proclaims in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. Translation by Kanzul Irfan, O you who believe, obey Allah and obey His Messenger. This verse commands obedience to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because obedience to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in fact obedience to Allah Himself. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever obeys me has obeyed Allah Almighty, and whoever disobeys me has disobeyed Allah Almighty." So, as followers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is our duty to obey him wholeheartedly with our hearts and souls. My dear Islamic brothers, it is this obedience that guarantees success for a believer in both this world and the hereafter. When a person becomes heedless of obedience, it is as if he has forgotten the true purpose of life and has made his desires and worldly needs the ultimate goal. If we take a hard look at the condition of today's ummah, a heartbreaking reality unfolds before us. The majority of Muslims have turned away from the favors and teachings of our merciful and compassionate Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They have become absorbed in following their own desires and the whispers of Satan. Like many have abandoned the guidance of the Holy Quran, neglected the obligations and duties of Islam, lost appreciation for knowledge and scholars, severed ties with the devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, become attracted to corrupt companionship. They have also forgotten the teachings of the righteous predecessors, turned their backs on the sunnah, sunk deeper into the trap of fashion and worldly appearances. They take pride in imitating non-Muslims and openly sinful individuals. The importance of fulfilling the rights of Allah Almighty and the rights of people have faded from the hearts. Many are drowned in the disasters of interest, gambling, alcohol, bribery, indecency, greed, murder, and severing family ties. They are plagued by destructive vices like lying, backbiting, jealousy, arrogance, breaking promises, injustice, fault-finding, obscenity, disobedience to parents, theft, robbery, shamefulness, and immodesty. May Allah Almighty protect us all. History bears witness that as long as the Muslim Ummah held firmly to the religion of their final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Almighty granted them honor and success in this world. But the moment they turned away from the obedience of Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, decline became their fate. Today, the unity and love within the Ummah are shattered. However, if even now we sincerely return to the obedience of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not only will we regain dignity in this world, but also in the hereafter. Allah Almighty will grant us salvation through the intercession of His beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to truly obey Him and His beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Viewers, one of the key responsibilities of being a follower of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to fulfill the duty that Allah Almighty has assigned to this ummah, and that sets us apart from all other nations. We must honor and uphold this truly distinguished role in the way it truly deserves to be fulfilled. What is this important responsibility? Let us turn to the Holy Quran and find out. The Holy Quran says, كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. Translation from Kanzu Irfan, O Muslims, you are the best nation which was sent forth for the guidance of people. You command the good and forbid evil. Viewers, in this verse, the reason for the excellence of this ummah is stated, that you enjoin what is good and forbid what is evil. Imam Fakhruddin Ar-Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala explains, the meaning of this noble verse is that, O Muslims, it is written in the preserved tablet that you are the best and most honorable ummah. What befits you is that you should safeguard this position. Remember that inviting to goodness is a noble position and responsibility granted by Allah Almighty to His Prophet alayhi wasalam. When Allah Almighty sent His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam and sealed the door of prophethood forever, He bestowed this noble position upon the followers of His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Because of this great quality, they have been declared the best of all nations. To attain this distinction, it is essential for every Muslim, according to their ability, to continue inviting to goodness and forbidding evil. Viewers, inviting others to goodness is not only the duty of this ummah, but it also brings great reward. Let us hear more in this regard. Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Shall I not inform you about certain people who are neither among the Prophets alaihi wasallam nor among the martyrs? Yet on the day of judgment, the Prophets alaihi wasallam and the martyrs will aspire to their status in the court of Allah Almighty. These people will be seated on pulpits of light." The holy companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, "Then who are these people?" He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "They are those who make Allah's bondsmen beloved to Allah Almighty and make Allah Almighty beloved to His bondsmen. They walk on the earth while giving advice to people." I asked, "They make Allah Almighty beloved to Allah's bondsmen? I understand this, but how do they make Allah's bondsmen beloved to Allah Almighty?" He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "They command the people to do what Allah Almighty loves and forbid them from what Allah Almighty dislikes. When people obey them, Allah Almighty starts loving them." Subhanallah, those who invite others to good deeds connect people to Allah Almighty. Through the blessing of this act, they get closest to Allah Almighty. Viewers, if we look at this, the true purpose of life is to fulfill the right of being a sincere follower of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by obeying Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this regard, the esteemed scholar Alama Mufti Abdul Mustafa Azami rahmatullahi ta'ala states, "The first and foremost purpose of life for a Muslim is to be among the khayrul umam, the best of all nations. Just as fragrance is essential to a rose, shine to a pearl, and light to the sun, in the same way, it is essential and necessary for a Muslim to be the most outstanding, the most excellent, and the best among all nations through his actions and behavior. Whether it is worship, dealings, character, or habits, in every aspect of life, a Muslim should be a source of goodness until the very last breath. The entire life should be spent holding firmly to the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah, walking the straight path, so that other nations may look at the Muslims and proclaim, Yahi wo hai ki jin ke waasate khatm o rusul aaye, inhi par khatam hai khairul umam ki jalwa samani. Meaning, this is that fortunate ummah for whose guidance Allah Almighty sent His most beloved Prophet, the seal of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This very ummah was honored with the title, the best of nations. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Bounties and gratitude. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Say alhamdulillah, let gratitude be learned. Bounties and gratitude.